For Neil, a 2-1 defeat, what's your assessment today?
Frustrating, because I thought we did enough to get something. And if we could have picked a point up in this game, it would have been a good point on the back of two wins. Their two goals are poor from our point of view. We didn't defend them well enough. But we had large parts of the game where, we were the better side, and in the ascendancy and created enough chances or half chances, to come away with something. But if you're conceding two goals, you've got to score three to win, and we prided ourselves on keeping two clean sheets the last two games. And obviously, if we could have kept it down to one, we'd have got something.
You've picked up an injury early doors. The sort of team talk's gone out the window when Danny's gone off so early.
It's frustrating because, we've had a lot of injuries. Rawson's gone out injured. Kelly's injured. And you're trying to keep a settled back four and you're having to change it around when you don't want to do. Matic's just come back from an hamstring. And obviously Danny Ward goes off. It's too many injuries for us to carry. We've not got a big squad. So for us to run these as close as we've run them, for 90 minutes, it's credit to the boys. But the bottom line is, we wanted to try and keep this run going.
You weren't behind, but Joe, with I don't know what you'd call it, some kind of a flicked effort that went in off the post. You're level, but the second goal really kills it, doesn't it? Just before the break.
It's a poor goal to concede. Yeah, and at that time when we got back to 1-1, we were the better side. We got right on top, and they looked like they were going to concede again. We just had to keep it tight, and in previous games we have. But the bottom line is this is going to be tough, because I knew that when I came in. The boys have done great in the last few games, but I knew it were going to be 2-4 and 1-back. That's just the nature of where this club is. If you look at it was bottom of the division last year, bottom of the division this year. So we've just got to keep putting mini runs together and see if we can get ourselves out of it.
The second half, have you done enough to give them a bit of trouble? Have you made their keeper work enough?
Probably not made the keeper work enough, but we've got enough good balls in and around the box. There was one particular ball from Grant Ward that went right across the 6-yard box, and Clark Harris should have scored. Never mind, should have got on the end of it. He's right in front of the goal. He just throws himself. It's a goal. And obviously, Jono was a shadow of himself today. And what we need is a Johnson Clark Harris firing on all cylinders. And obviously, it wasn't today.
Luke came on, Brandon came on, both very lively, weren't they?
I thought Luke Kane was a different class. He's a good player, and he's been unlucky, but the midfield's been doing well, I have to say. I thought the midfield did well today, and I thought we occupied them in midfield quite well. But Luke, Luke came on and gave us a different dimension. Obviously, Brandon, came on and gave us a bit of width to go past people. I'm not too down with the performance. The performance was okay, but we've got to start putting little mini runs together, and a point today would have been a good point, and we're not that far off a point.
You mentioned defensively the two goals you have conceded. When you look back at those, the lads will be disappointed with how you've given them those to them.
They were poor goals to concede, particularly the second one, and then the first one, Harry Toffolo's got to do better. The ball comes in, the kid's the other side of him, it's naivety, but we're down to the wood. We haven't got the players to put in. We've got people injured, and people having to fill in, and so it's frustrating. But I'm not too down, because the performance was good, and we got in and around their box enough. We lack the quality, but if you look at them, the quality that they've got in their side, then they're always going to be dangerous.
It's a good yardstick as well, because you've got another tough game coming up on Friday.
Well, that's it, and we've got to move on. I've just said to the lads in there, if we'd have beaten Wolves today 2-1, we've still got to go and get a result at Blackburn. That's not going to change. So we'll dust ourselves off, we'll organise ourselves again, we'll set ourselves up, we'll get up for it. We know we can on the day, and we'll go to Blackburn and try and get something.
You've mentioned the injuries, they are mounting up. What's the scenario in terms of any more coming in potentially, or is that it now?
Well, it's difficult because obviously the loan window's shut, so you're looking at January, unless you're picking up people that are free, that are free agents, which is difficult. I mean, we did with Kelly and Best, and we were lucky, but it's difficult to bring people in, and obviously, like I said, once you get, I mean, we've got what, five injuries now, five people out if you include Best, that's affecting us, there's some of us better players that are missing. And like I said, we haven't got a big squad, but what we've got to do is we've got to rally around, we've got to get ourselves going again. The performance was okay, we've done alright today, we were probably slightly the better football side throughout the game, but they had more poke up front, as simple as that.
It's that time of year as well, isn't it, December, where the game starts stacking up. So really, you need people out of the treatment room and back on, don't you?
Well, we do, ideally, you know, and but people will only heal up as quick as they can. You know, you can haven't got a magic wand to make them fit. I mean, obviously, Bestie's got one more game and then he's available. You know, he would have made a big difference today because we had no real focal point up front, you know, and it were, you know, it were back to what we were, you know, which we'd gone away from. You know, so we need Leon Best fit. We need him back out. We need him playing, and then obviously it'll help the lads up front.
What's the news on Ward and Kelly? Actually, will they potentially be back for Friday? Or
Kelly's got a chance. Danny Ward will have to assess, you know, in the morning, because obviously, you know, it's he got caught on his ankle, but it affected his knee as well. So his knee's a little bit unstable, but we won't know until it settles down and you know, to the extent of it. But obviously, you know, Danny was. He's been in a good run of form. I mean, he played ever so well last week against Bristol City, and we're just getting him up to scratch, and he gets injured. You know, so we're having no luck on the injury front, but we've got to keep our heads up and battle on. You know, we haven't been run ragged today. We've run these very close. There's nothing in it. Do you know what I mean? We can come out the right side of it. We've just come off the back of two wins, so we're still upbeat. You know, there's a lot of everything to play for. Well, you know, we get a point at Blackburn. If the results go for us, we're out the bottom three. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. You know, so we've just got to keep plugging away.
And you know, as well as I do, the results today have shown that this is such a topsy-turvy league. And the good thing is, that gap's still not huge, is it, to safety?
No, exactly that. And you know, there's a lot of games to play, and we've got to keep our heads up and keep fighting and keep battling. You know, that has got to be the message. You know, and I think that the players have got to realise that. You know, we've got to compete and we've got to keep, you know, make sure that we're in every game that we're playing. You know, we're in this game today, whatever they think or they don't think, 2-1, you know, when we're camped in around their box, second half, you know, they're under pressure, you know, whether they like it or not, whether we're creating enough clear cut chances or not. And we've just got to keep plugging away.